Pray that all of you had a fantastic weekend, spending great quality time with those that you love the most. Hope you went to church. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. It is Monday. Great and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, until just a year ago, Steve Friend was an FBI agent and SWAT team member who felt that he was serving his country. But the events after January 6 eventually dispelled that illusion for him and revealed to him the truth. Instead of acting on behalf of the American people, the FBI viewed ordinary Americans as the enemy. Instead of hunting down actual bad guys, Steve was assigned to investigating J6 suspects, with the FBI treating it as given that there were thousands of domestic terrorists inside of America who had to be hunted down. Steve saw up close that the FBI were being tasked with things like spying on parents at school board meetings, photographing their license plates so they could be tracked and monitored over time. Every day, it became more and more obvious the FBI was at war with the American people. So Steve left the FBI and became a whistleblower. It's very honorable. Last week, he was in Washington to testify before the House subcommittees on the weaponization of the federal government.
Bureau intelligence analysis capability increasingly dictates operations, turning the FBI into an intelligence agency with a law enforcement capability. FBI collusion with big tech to gather intelligence on Americans, censor political speech, and target citizens for malicious prosecution. A dysfunctional promotion process fosters a revolving door of inexperienced, ambitious FBI supervisors ascending the management ladder within the agency. FBI informant protocols that are broken and abusive. The FBI skirts the Whistleblower Protection Act and exploits the security clearance revocation process to expel employees who make legally protected disclosures. I pray that all members consider the information I and my fellow whistleblowers present. You may think I'm a political partisan. You may think I am a grifter. You may think I'm a conspiracy theorist. It does not matter. Simply put, this committee should avoid the temptation to impugn the character and the motivations of the messengers seated before you. I sacrifice my dream job to share this information with the American people. I humbly ask all the members to do your jobs and consider the merit of what I have presented. Thank you.
Steve is also the author of an autobiographical book, True Blue, My Journey from Beat Cop to Suspended FBI Whistleblower. You can grab that book online wherever books are sold. And we are fortunate to have Steve Friend joining us by phone here today. Steve, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for your courageous testimony before that committee.
Thank you very much for having me, Stu.
Now, where do we stand as a country when an FBI agent turned whistleblower is forced to be there before a committee like this, giving testimony in the nature that you just did?
I think we sort of stand on the precipice of hopefully a new way that the federal law enforcement is going to be approached in this country, because certainly what's going on today is not getting the job done.
So what is the purpose of the hearing? I mean, we've seen a lot of these hearings. I can mention a few. I mean, obviously Jim Jordan, and we had the Trey Gowdy, you know, hearings and investigations that went on Capitol Hill for a long time. I don't know any Americans who can truthfully say that those hearings made a difference in their day-to-day life in America. Do you think this one's different?
I think it was to the effect that if we did a good job, that it would inspire others to come forward. And I think, and my interactions with the Congress people afterwards, they were extremely happy with our performance under direct fire from the Democrats, and said that they had had a slow up in a number of whistleblowers coming forward. And then they were hoping that maybe this would re-motivate some more.
Let's just say that you're wrong for a second. And just to play devil's advocate here, I just need your help trying to figure this out, because it's our viewpoint, and I believe millions and millions of Americans who are waking up to that. We have a fake government. We have a corporate crime syndicate. They understand that these congressional hearings are totally fake. And so now we know that Con Inc. is going to go all in on pretending to help this handful of whistleblowers who are, you know, the leading roles in the weaponization committee hearings, such as yourself. So you mentioned those afterwards conversations. And after these committee hearings produce exactly nothing, which is what they are designed to do, it's what our prediction is, Won't it be blatantly obvious that the feds and Con Inc. and Fox News and Ben Shapiro are colluding to be sent out as actors to provide this fodder for the Made for Fox weaponization hearing to pacify the masses who are just desperate to see something real happen?
I think you stand on pretty firm ground there, especially from a historical perspective. But I think that from what I saw over the weekend, where we started a Give, Send, Go to support Garrett O'Boyle and Marcus Allen, and we raised $300,000 in 72 hours, there's an appetite from grassroots people around the country. And I'm hoping that that will, in fact, inspire some of our elected officials to actually do their jobs for once.
What's next?
Well, from what I understand, there's a bill being drafted right now to give whistleblowers their back pay, which is great from a personal standpoint. But on top of that, there were some suggestions before the Appropriations Committee where they're going to zero out some salaries from some of these executives and then stop things from happening, like the construction of the new FBI headquarters that's been thrown about, where it's going to be double the size of the Pentagon.
Yeah, how about the destruction of the current FBI headquarters? I mean, I think that the whole thing needs a complete rethink. Abolish the FBI. Actually, it's become a terrorist organization in its current state. You've said that here on this program before. They're targeting Americans. They're openly declaring war on Americans right now. The whole thing needs to be purged. They can no longer be referred to as an elite law enforcement agency. You mentioned that they have turned into an intelligence apparatus while you were giving your congressional testimony. And so I don't see any way forward for the FBI. Do you agree with that?
I do, wholeheartedly. But I think we also need to look at history. The country existed before the FBI and thrived. It can exist after the FBI.
That's right, yes.
It's not that hard to figure out a way to round us. We just need to empower. It's not about defunding federal law enforcement. It's about empowering local law enforcement. And that's completely doable and feasible from my perspective.
Yeah, I mean, can't a sheriff just completely ignore the feds? Can't any law enforcement agency just say, no, get the hell out of my city. You do not have permission to operate here. And anything that you do here will be deemed a criminal offense.
I think that maybe the other way to go about it is take away all the guns from the FBI. If they want to be into the intelligence business, fine, be an intelligence agency. But anything you bring forward is going to be at the discretion of a United States Marshal if they actually want to charge, or a local law enforcement agency. And you can collect all you want, but it's going to be completely inside yourselves and you're not going to be able to enforce it.
Yeah, we have 300 pages now. That's one positive thing that came out of this entire Durham flop. In our opinion, it was a total flop. But we have 300 pages. The one saving grace from this report and all the millions of dollars spent and years of probing is that we have 300 pages of irrefutable, inarguable, concrete evidence that shows that the FBI is acting as a criminal organization. So, you know, aside from congressional hearings and back pay, which we agree with you is great on a personal level, but for the country, the only resolution, the only remedy here is that the FBI is held accountable and its agents at the top that are making these decisions to be a terrorist network are arrested and then held accountable swiftly.
I agree with you entirely. I think zeroing out salaries and then actually doing real investigations on some of these people. And just to put it in perspective, Christopher Wray made $9 million a year before he became the director. That's a 10-year appointment, $9 million times 10 years. That's $90 million that man put towards an ideological conviction that he has towards the weaponization of the federal law enforcement.
Yeah, he needs to be arrested forthwith. These people will be tried at Nuremberg too as well. We know that you're on the road and that you're incredibly busy and you only had a small amount of time with us here today. But Steve Friend, we appreciate you making the time for us and we hope to see you again soon. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the seven most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Dr. Rashid Batar was a good friend of this program. He has been on the program before. He was a formidable fighter against medical tyranny. He was also a strong believer in what we will call the venom theory. That's the hypothesis that COVID itself was caused by snake venom poisoning rather than a virus. And yes, that the so-called vaccines, the now deployed weapon of biowarfare, contain snake venom as well. We mention all of that by the way of background because over the weekend, Dr. Batar died suddenly. Well, we know that the doctor wasn't vaccinated, so what else explains him just dropping dead abruptly in mysterious circumstances? The only answer that we have for right now is we just don't know. Some reports suggest that he died from a stroke. Others say that he may have been poisoned. And you know, that's very interesting because as it happens, in an interview not long before his death, Dr. Batar said that he had been poisoned at least once before.
I went through a very difficult personal health challenge a few months. I was in the ICU. I had been poisoned with this 200 times the amount of what's in the vaccinations. And I've said publicly, you know, you'd have to shoot me in the head with lead, i.e. a bullet, because I'm never going to take the vaccine. So
now there are other concepts out there worth thinking about. Even several decades ago, the CIA was hard at work on a heart attack gun that used shellfish venom to cause sudden heart failure in the target. And this isn't some strange, wild, whacked out, weird conspiracy theory. No. There was actually literally a congressional hearing about this heart attack gun. Now, Dr. Brian Artis has already announced that he plans to review a toxicology report on Dr. Batar's death. We're eager to learn what that report says. Dr. Tal Braun is a U.S. National Counterterrorism Advisor and trainer. Dr. Braun is also a believer in the snake venom theory and also believes that the fibrous clots described in our film Died Suddenly are being caused by snake venom poisoning. And he joins us now. Dr. Braun, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
My pleasure, Stu. What a sad time this is. What a loss to the world. I recently had become introduced to and started becoming a friend of Rashid, Dr. Batar, and he had one of those personalities where you felt completely loved by him the minute you were interacting with him. I think it's a huge loss to the world, both in terms of him being somebody that was a truth teller, somebody that was absolutely dedicated towards humanity. And I think crucial during this time, I think one of the things that I've been seeing on my social media is just how many people say he was the person that made them skeptical of this entire bioweapon attack from the beginning. It was him. He opened the eyes. He spoke in a rational, methodical, truthful way, and he was believable. And he saved a lot of lives like that. I think a lot of people made decisions not to take the vaccine. I think a lot of people have been following his work. He's been running a meditation, which is crucial at this time. It's incredibly sad. In terms of his death, I want to be completely appropriate and respectful to his family and to his loved ones, in that let them be the people over the course of time now to release more information, whether an autopsy is being done and toxicology reports. Facts are going to be crucial in this case. But to review what we know is that when a man says that they have been poisoned, and when they land up in ICU for 6 days, we should believe them. These are not things that people just throw around easily. When somebody says, a handful of people that I've ever encountered in hospital settings, in prison settings, that have said to me, I was poisoned and I suffered the consequences. I think that he was trying to approach this in a very level-headed way. I don't believe that he wanted to believe that he was a target, even though I leave room for that. My understanding of this pandemic has been deeply shaped by me growing up in South Africa. I was a child, born in the 70s, and then I was a child of the 80s during the most violent time in South Africa, and a time where there were heavily governance sanctioned assassinations. And it was only in the Truth and Reconciliation Commissions that were held after apartheid fell that the truth about these assassinations came out. People were poisoned. People were taken out through car accidents that looked like they were, real accidents. People were shot. People were taken out into fields, and that people knew that this was going on, but nothing was provable until the truth got out. So I've sort of shaped, and I am guided by the fact that when you have very, very high level people, and they have huge influence. And I don't mean to create any fear for you, Stu. I know that you've got a deep background in this work, and I know that you've got really good situational awareness. All of us that are being outspoken, all of us that have a huge influence, we know the threat. We know that we have to have our head on a swivel stick, and we know that we've got to really watch our backs. But we have to leave room for the fact that there can be some deep nefarious activity. The last point I want to make about that, in terms of why we'd be targets, is that we are living in a time where a nonprofit organization that is UK based, that has an office in Washington, DC, that is supposed to be dispelling information about digital hate. They put the CEO and the team of people from that organization, the Center for, I think it's Countering Digital Hate, they put Dr. Buttar on a hit list. They literally not only internally, if they wanted to release this information, let's say to the CDC or to other concerned entities, that information should have been confidential. What they did is they put a hit list together, and then they publicized that in mainstream media, which starts leaving room for the fact that it could have even been a member of the public that tried to take out Buttar. Well, we may never know. That's the sad part about the situation.
When Dr. Buttar spoke, you can really sense authenticity and that somebody is really convicted in what they're saying, and that they're leaving everything on the table, that they're not holding back anything. You may have seen the same thing when BBC tried to do a hit piece on me. I was on the Alex Jones show the other day. I will go anywhere and say the message of truth, because the truth will vindicate you 100% of the time. Even if it is hard to believe, even if it's against the grain, even if it's not politically correct, even if it means not showing support for a populist candidate because you have objections to some of their policies or some of the things that they're doing, even when you're attacked relentlessly for doing that, you have to stay steadfast in the truth. And I believe that Dr. Buttar was doing that, which is what made him an enemy of the state, because the truth is the greatest weapon against the empire of lies.
Absolutely. It is the only the truth, as ironically, in the old CIA building, they had it right on their on their wall, engraved on their wall: the truth will set us free. And the only the CIA would really realize that the narrative gets to the point where it's so controlled that to find points of certainty is the only anchor you can have to stay sane, to stay safe. People ask me about my experience through this in terms of understanding that when you are giving out credible information and you're a credible person like Dr. Buttar was, the threat increases. When your show dropped about the venom, and then I think Dr. Otis followed up with an interview with me, I think it was the next day that there were agents on my property. Now, it starts playing head games with you, because were those agents on my property coincidentally? Were they looking for somebody else? I just walked straight up to them and I said, "You're looking for me?" And they said, "No." And then I smiled and I went on my business. But it starts playing, it starts, the head game of it is pretty severe, because you really do not know where the threat would come from. And in this case, what Dr. Batar was also saying is that when he landed up in ICU, he had a stroke. He had heart issues. In my opinion, more than likely, the drive of trying to put this conference together at a time where he was supposed to be resting up or even potentially getting a surgery may have taken him over the edge in terms of pushing through. There's a warning in here as well that I think becomes crucial. Besides all of the sort of paranoia that this can create, I'm a solutions-based person. What I've been trying to, the two main things that are attached to venom that are crucial for people to understand is that adrenaline increases clotting. And so this bioweapon is more than likely in all of us. This is a ubiquitous protein that is now everywhere. Shedding is real. I cannot stand the fact that virologists and vaccinologists and biologists with any level high level of expertise, I cannot understand why they would lie to the public and not explain that when you introduce a toxin to the body starts producing other toxins, and those toxins leave the body and can make somebody sick. That's called shedding. And so when this protein is now around, I think that people should have a good intuition in terms of trusting their body. There's still a lot of people that were hurt from this, either through vaccine or through shedding, and that they've been exercise avoidant. They can feel it. They can intuitively know that they don't want to push themselves too far. There seems to be a part to it that is performance anxiety related as well. I know of people that have had heart attacks and they've been fine during training, and then during the testing stage or during a competition, that's when something happens to them. There seems to be a part to this where it's adrenaline and endorphin based, and it increases clotting. And so we really need to understand that. And people, I want to urgently tell people that, just like I used to encourage people for active attacker type situations to learn how to put in a tourniquet, people need to watch and learn how to tell the signs of a stroke. And they need to be able to watch and learn the signs of things like a heart attack, because they're going to become more frequent. We are all under attack. People are being murdered, whether it's purposefully or whether they are now a side effect of this bioweapon.
How do people deal with it when they sense that they're having a heart attack? What do you suggest with 2 minutes remaining here? I know that that's not
well. I think the things that Dr. Artis and I and yourself and others have been putting out there is that once you understand that this bioweapon is venom based, then you have to understand how to defeat venom. And those are things like EDTA, glutathione, vitamin C's, your antioxidants, copper and zinc together, and also just watching out for the signs. You know, the doctors are gaslighting people. If somebody has a medical situation and they are feeling that there's an elephant sitting on their chest, stay away from a doctor that says that's all in your mind. If somebody has venom in their body, those can be the crucial warning signs that they need an anticoagulant or they need some other form of medical intervention. Gaslighting and minimizing these problems is also killing people.
Yeah. As we've discussed on this program at many occasions, a lot of these doctors, the majority of them, are murderers, either due to ignorance or because they are motivated by selfish reasons like continuing to keep their job, their high-paying jobs, and to remain as, you know, upheld as prominent figures in the healthcare industry, which has been completely hijacked by terrorists. And right now they're actively killing people. That's what's happening. They're actively killing people. Any doctor that now continues to give these injections to people ought to be tried at Nuremberg too. Dr. Talbron, thank you so much for all of your insight. We appreciate you being here. God bless you, sir.
My pleasure, Stu. See you soon.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma, and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas, formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Well, Donald Trump is almost certainly going to be the Republican nominee again in 2024, but it seems very unlikely that traitor Mike Pence will be his running mate. So who will it be instead? Well, one name that's getting thrown around a lot is a bipartisan ticket with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And we can see some arguments for that ticket. Trump is still pushing the deadly COVID bioweapon injections, while RFK is not. He's the one that's been the most consistent and principled warrior against the COVID shots, although he refuses to go all the way and call the kill shots weapons of biowarfare, even though that's exactly what they are. How many lives could RFK save if he used his national platform now as a presidential candidate to educate the public honestly and truthfully? Now, RFK might also be able to appeal to some left-leaning independents or even Democrats who are otherwise not very open to Trump. But at the same time, it has to be said, RFK Jr. is not a conservative. He's a liberal on so many issues. Most important, he's very pro-choice on abortion. Still, he's anti-Ukraine war and a skeptic of transgenderism, so he's easily better than most Democrats or communists. Roger Stone is one of the men pushing the Trump-Kennedy ticket. He just published an article with The American Greatness calling a Trump-Kennedy ticket, quote, the only solution to voter fraud. Now, the reason he argues is that Trump-Kennedy ticket would generate such a huge amount of enthusiasm that it would outvote any fraud that Democrats are able to muster up on Joe Biden's behalf in 2024. Well, that's the argument anyway. It's worth having some conversation about. And to that end, Roger Stone joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming back. We always love having you.
Thanks, Stu. Great to be here.
Yeah. So RFK, Trump, tell us why.
It's an outside-the-box thought. I recognize that. In fact, when I wrote this in my Substack about a month and a half ago, I said that if this decision were made today, neither man would have the slightest interest in running with the other. And I agree with you. There's a number of issues, climate, climate control, the abortion that I certainly disagree with them on. However, presidents make policy. Vice presidents don't make policy. What's more important to me is his worldview. In other words, he is a critic of the neocons. He is a critic of those driving us towards World War III. He is a critic to those who have imported nothing but death and destruction as our foreign policy, while our Chinese adversaries have been building bridges and roads and tunnels and hospitals and schools in the third world. I think that Trump will need something outside the box to win. And I think the idea of a national bipartisan unity ticket has some appeal. That is not to say that there would not be both legal obstacles to this as well as political obstacles to this. But at worst, Stu, what happens is Robert Kennedy runs. He challenges the orthodoxy within his own party when it comes to the safety and effectiveness of vaccinations. He challenges the orthodoxy within his party in terms of their disastrous neocon foreign policy. And at the end of his candidacy, after they have kneecapped him the way they kneecapped Bernie Sanders, you have many, many disaffected Democrats who then may be interested in a Trump candidacy.
Yeah, it changes the whole narrative on, you know, CNN, MSNBC, and, you know, just like them, the Fox News channel, when you have somebody like an RFK with a now newly found national platform after being labeled part of the disinformation dozen or whatever that crap was on these now proven to be deadly kill shots. And now he can change the rhetoric wherever he goes. And you said something interesting. You said that you think that Trump is going to need something extraordinary in order to win. What makes you think that? Who else can beat him?
Well, because if we do everything exactly the same, I think, unfortunately, he can run the greatest campaign in the world. Joe Biden can hide in his basement as he did last time. And our numbers will not be so sufficient that they can overcome what I think will be yet another attempt to rig the election. So therefore, I think that this would turbocharge the electorate. I think it would be extraordinarily exciting. Now, whether Trump could get a Republican convention to nominate a registered Democrat, that's an interesting question. Whether some states will allow someone to be on the ballot as a Republican nominee who is not a registered member of that party, that's a legal obstacle. Some states have what is called a sore loser law, meaning that if you ran for nomination on the ballot in the primaries in that state, you wouldn't be permitted to be on the ballot in the general election as a nominee of another party or as an independent, although nobody runs for vice president. So there may be some legal remedy to that. This is not the first time this has been considered or even done. Abraham Lincoln did it disastrously in the selection of Andrew Johnson, a Tennessee Democrat, probably led to his assassination. And then John McCain, not my favorite person, also considered Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, a Democrat, another neocon, as his preferred running mate. And a lot of money and study was made into whether you could actually get that ticket on a sufficient number of ballots to win 270 electoral votes. So today, this is just an outside-the-box idea. But what will the attitude be of both of those gentlemen and the body politics next August when this decision is made?
So we got to discuss the elephant in the room. Of course, the fix was in 2016. Trump defeated that algorithm or whatever fraud efforts, you know, that the Democrat, the communists, really is what they are, attempted to use to steal that election in 2020. We saw what the program did. I mean, we saw the lines. We saw the shutdown of the counting. We saw the water main busting. We saw the barriers going up on polling places, windows, so that, you know, Republican poll people could not view. I mean,
come on, Stu. Stopping the counting at 3 o'clock in the morning and dumping in 300,000 paper ballots from nowhere, that's not suspicious at all. I mean, please give me a break.
No, it's blatant outright fraud in broad daylight. And then it's done without any repercussion. It's done without any accountability. And so how can any American say, okay, let's just pretend that Donald J. Trump and RFK, that is the ticket. And everybody in America says, man, wow, I really, really love this. I could get behind it. But then they go to the poll and their vote doesn't count anyways because it's all rigged and fake and gay. I mean, what's the fix to this?
The fix to it, the only fix to it I can see is in the handful of states that matter, because most of these states are predictable and there's only a handful of states that are really swing states. You have Republican legislatures in Wisconsin. You have both houses in Arizona. You have both houses in Georgia. And ironically, those are the states that it is most important to fix. Is it a problem? Yes, it is a problem. If it is not fixed, yeah, I would go so far as to say Donald Trump could run the greatest campaign in the world with sufficient money, with a compelling running mate, whether it's Robert Kennedy or someone else, and still be cheated out of victory again. That's what I have nightmares about, because I think if you had a free, fair, honest, transparent election in which only people who are eligible to vote voted and the votes were counted honestly, Trump would very clearly win.
I agree. We have three things that are happening in current times, three things that are probably by definition the most, you know, damaging. And one is in our own country, we have the absence of the rule of law. The judiciary has been completely hijacked. Criminals are roaming the streets while people who defend themselves are going to prison, or people that protest or use their First or Second Amendment rights are going to prison. They're being held in many cases as prisoners of war without due process. Speaking of the J6ers, we have a military that will not protect and defend its own borders. That is their absolute and only duty to do. But instead, we're putting boots on the ground in Ukraine and other shithole countries across the face of the planet, but allowing our country right now to be physically invaded. Actually, it's being set up by the fake government, corporate crime syndicate, and they are orchestrating this actual physical invasion, which then leads to, number one, more absence of the rule of law and mayhem and home invasions and, you know, just a tremendous amount of stress on our infrastructure and on our cities. And then number three, you don't have free and fair elections. You have stolen elections right out in the wide open. So by definition, aren't we now a fallen country, conquered? I mean, we're a conquered country. What do we do to fix this?
Well, it's not over until it's over. Remember, you're talking to a guy who was convicted of lying to Congress about Russian collusion that never actually happened. So I have a master's degree in our broken judiciary system.
You do?
But I refuse to give up. I refuse to throw in the towel. First of all, I've read the Bible, and I do think in the end that good triumphs over evil. And I do think that the American people, by overwhelming numbers, could in fact come to the same conclusion that you and I have come to, which makes stealing extraordinarily difficult and not credible.
Yeah, I agree with everything that you just said, particularly the Bible. And the only source of 100% truth is the Bible. And yes, we do know how the story ends. And by no means was I suggesting that I'm waving the white towel here. I would not be here every day fighting if I did not think that we could win. We're commanded by God to pick up the sword and fight. On a logistics level, I just can't see how, if communists have infiltrated this country, and if a Marxist coup d'etat took place, which we now know that it did, and we now have 300 pages of stone cold truth regarding the FBI, and that they are essentially a terrorist organization openly declaring war on the American people, there has to be a defined remedy. Somebody has to suggest a remedy with a national platform, and then that remedy needs to be carried out. We see that people are scared shitless to go and protest now because of the examples that they made out of J6ers who were praying on the Capitol steps. We see that people are afraid to speak out against the trans agenda or mention that Israel happens to control your entire media and you'll be banned from the internet for anti-Semitism. You can't even say the name George Soros on the Fox News channel, which is all funded by the same people that CNN and MSNBC, ABC, the whole damn media is funded by: BlackRock, Vanguard, the Rothschild, Central Criminal Banking, Cabal, Pfizer. So, I mean, who's the arbiter of truth? What is the remedy? And I know that that's a question that may have yet to be answered.
There is one element of government where Republicans do have control. And therefore, it is time for Kevin McCarthy either to take more radical steps or step aside. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Let's remember, he won by a hair. two Republicans decide they don't want him to be speaker anymore. And guess what? He's out on his ass. So it's time to use the power that he has. Now, that's not to say that he controls the entire legislative branch of government. But we both know that they impeached Donald Trump with full knowledge that they did not have the votes to convict him in the Senate. It is time to impeach Joe Biden. It is time to impeach members of his cabinet and his administration. And then let's have that public dialogue. Let's have that trial. It's exactly what they did to Trump. It is what we need to do. Use power or lose power.
Impeach Joe Biden. How about the U.S. Marshals go in and arrest Joe Biden, if for nothing else, the fact that his own daughter publicly said that he molested her in the showers as a minor.
I could be wrong, but I think the federal marshals work for the Justice Department.
Yeah.
So we've used the only segment of elected government we have today are House Republicans. And it's time for them to grow a set.
You're right. And as far as Kevin McCarthy is concerned, he made major concessions to the Freedom Caucus in order to sway a few of those votes to, by a hair, as you noted, win the speakership, which he just so fought for fervently. I mean, he just worshipped that speaker role. He's now there and he's made good on none of those promises. So when will the Freedom Caucus say enough is enough? And, the motion to vacate the chair should be tabled immediately. He hasn't released the J6 tapes. He gave them to Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson's gone. What did Kevin McCarthy know? Good friends with Paul Ryan, happens to sit on the board over there at Fox News. Did they know that this was coming? They knew that these tapes would never go anywhere. They should release 100% of the unredacted, unedited 40-some thousand hours of footage for the public to view and come to their own relevant conclusions. That is the property of the people, and there's no excuse for it. Marjorie Taylor Greene is making excuses for Kevin McCarthy.
It should be put up on a public site where any American, any journalist, any attorney for a J6 detainee, anybody can see the raw, unedited data.
Yeah.
But, Stu, the guy you should have on your show next to ask these questions to is Matt Gaetz, because he seems to be the only guy with the cojones to actually do something about it.
Here's our official invitation. Congressman Matt Gaetz, please come on the Stu Peters Show. We'll be reaching out by email as well. Roger Stone, thank you. Always a pleasure talking to you. We'll see you again soon.
Great to be with you. Thanks, Stu.
When all of this COVID tyranny began, one man saw early on what would happen if people didn't stand up for their God-given rights. Supporter and sponsor of this show, Christopher Key, took the school boards to demand that our kids be unmasked and free. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on upcoming activism and products to keep your loved ones safe. That's vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
One of Dr. Zelenko's last innovations was Z-Flu, and it's finally here. This flu season could be one of the worst in decades, and pharmacies are running out of ways to fight it. Instead of relying on them, arm yourself with Z-Flu. Z-Flu uses high-quality elderberry paired with vitamin C, D, and zinc to keep your immune system at its strongest. Trust the name that kept you safe during the plandemic and protect yourself this flu season. Buy Z-Flu today at ZStackProtocol.com.
Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they've just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish holsters. Welcome back. So if you haven't noticed, this boycott of Bud Light has been going a lot better than most boycotts of woke companies tend to go. Sales of Bud Light nationwide have dipped more than 20%, and it's been well over a month. They haven't recovered. Most conservative boycotts flop, so it's nice to see one that has some legs. But why is this one doing better while others don't? Well, There's probably a few reasons. We can cite a few. First, there's a lot of choices of beer. You can easily give up Bud Light and just go buy something else. Premium Grain Belt, PBR, whatever you want, really. Plus, it's something that's consumed publicly. And third, the cause of the boycott is that Bud Light gave its endorsement to a tranny freak show. So, in other words, it's easy to tease and bully anyone who's still a Bud Light fan for being an effeminate tranny lover. And as it turns out, if you're a conservative, you don't want to be those things. And now there might be another boycott on the way. I don't know if you've seen this or not. Ford Motor Company just put out a new advertisement for Pride Month, which has a big garish rainbow pickup truck aimed at the gay community. Disgusting. So we hope that this boycott can succeed as well. It's no secret that a lot of people buy Ford pickups to look tough and feel manly. So if Ford pickups are instead associated with being a girly homo, maybe that will keep people away. There are other pickup brands out there after all. So here's our advice. If you want to make this boycott stick and make Ford regret allying with big homo, replace your own Ford pickup if you own one. Make fun of the people that you know who have one. You don't need to hate them. Just teasing will go a long way. Nobody wants a car that will make them look lame and uncool and gay. But this is as good as a time as any to talk about an important topic. For way too many people on the conservative side of politics, the attitude has now become that being trans or being a faggot is fine as long as a person votes Republican. We can see this on Fox News all the time. They do all of this coverage of Dylan Mulvaney or Sam Benton and what freaks they are, but then yet they still welcome Caitlyn Jenner as a contributor. Recently, Jenner launched a new pack named Fairness First Pack, which has the unlikely cause of keeping boys out of girls' sports. And that's ironic, of course, because Jenner himself was a huge pioneer in mainstreaming the transgender poison into public life. But now Jenner is gobbling up money, amongst other things that he's gobbling up, from conservatives who think that they are somehow owning liberals by donating to a transgender person for the sake of keeping men out of girls' sports. All right, let that sink in. It's just ironic. It's insane. So I think it's time for some real talk. Caitlyn Jenner is not a woman. He is a deeply mentally ill man. If he still feels that he's a conservative, then that's been better than being a liberal, but he isn't our ally. Giving him money and treating him like a hero only entrenches the idea that Jenner's mental illness, his perversion, is normal and not worth worrying about. But that's not the case. The transgender are profoundly troubled, and we absolutely should not accept their insane behaviors as normal. And it's our job to support Christians with the courage to say that. One of those courageous Christians is Morgan Ariel. Morgan is a conservative activist, TPUSA ambassador, and the CEO of One God Clothing Company, a fashion brand for Christ. Well, last week, Morgan tweeted the following, quote, "All these conservatives are outraged that Ford put a rainbow truck in their latest ad, yet they get offended and attempt to blacklist you for calling out homosexuals in the conservative movement. You are also double-minded that you don't even know what it is that you stand for." Unquote. We couldn't say it better. Couldn't agree more. Morgan Ariel joins us now for more on this. Morgan, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you coming.
Hi, Stu. Thank you so much for having me. You know, yeah, I'm really grateful to be here. That way I can just have an outlet to speak because I am being blacklisted in this movement currently for my beliefs. And you're seeing that conservatives are siding with homosexuals as opposed to born-again, spirit-filled believers, and it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. And I just don't understand how you can talk about the T, but you can't talk about the G. And that's what God has been highlighting to me lately. There seems to be this kind of protection, and homosexuals are basically gatekeeping the conservative movement at this point. And it doesn't make much sense to me as to why people can't see this. But like you said, I suppose that they're being programmed to a reasonable degree, but they accept anybody that basically the media tells them to accept. And this is how the enemy gains territory into the movement. And soon enough, transgenders will be fully accepted, and then we'll be moving on to the P.
The spirit of idolatry is just running rampant in this country as pertaining to Donald Trump. I'll say it, almost in the spirit of the Antichrist. I will go so far as to say that as well. If you point out that at Mar-a-Lago, the first hand that Donald Trump shakes is that of a mentally ill transgender freak show called Bruce Jenner, You get attacked in the comment sections on Telegram and on Twitter and in Gab and everywhere else. If you mention that Rick Grinnell can't make anything great again so long as he's fantasizing about butt sex, you get relentlessly attacked. Stu, this guy is a patriot and he's pro-Trump. I mean, if I were president, I would make him the ambassador to Uganda right now because they seem to be the ones that have this, sane, godly worldview that, look, this is homosexuality. God doesn't like homosexuality. I believe that he blew up two whole cities over this. Why are people so eager, especially the ones that call themselves so-called conservatives, to jump on this homosexual bandwagon of depravity?
Well, I think that a lot of people are lacking the spiritual foundation that's necessary to understand what's taking place right now. And it is my belief that judgment is on America. And this is a result of the judgment that's on America. We've basically been handed over. And if the conservative movement and the GOP wants to be blessed by God and wants to make any progress in our nation, then we need to turn from our wickedness. We need to rebuke this. We need to denounce it. And we need to not allow it into the movement instead of accepting it. But for some reason, and people can't see that. And they think, well, if it's an adult, let them do whatever they want. It doesn't bother us, but it does, because as soon as they legalized gay marriage, the gates of hell busted wide open with this. And now it just continues to progress so quickly. So, you know, when people say, you can catch them in their hypocrisy, right? Because let's take Ford, for example, that we were just talking about. Ford, they say everybody's outraged about that, but Ford is marketed towards adults, right? Adults drive cars. I guess you can make the argument, yeah, teenagers, but it's generally an ad that is geared towards adults, but yet conservatives are outraged about that. So if you're worried about the children, then why do you care about that? Do you get what I'm saying? So they don't even know what they believe. They don't even know what they stand for. People are just going in circles right now, and there needs to be a hard stance that's taken, because we don't need their votes. In my opinion, we don't need their votes.
You know,
we
you
need
have
to reject this.
Made a very good point, and that's that in the conservative movement, we need to stop accepting this. We need to stop normalizing this. But, I mean, we're not only just doing that. I mean, look at Lady MAGA running around at CPAC.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just flaunting, you know, that they are faggot lovers. I mean, every single one of these so-called conservative America First actors is exactly that. They are grifters, and they're frauds, and they're phonies, and they're blasphemous, and they are liars.
They are. They absolutely are. And this all started with me when I started getting attacked because I said faggots and whores need to repent. And it was a Christian statement. It wasn't a political statement. And conservative gay influencers started attacking me in the comments. And I defended myself. And I said, no, you do need to repent. And it just spiraled after that to where conservatives that are part of TPUSA were trying to blacklist me, people unfollowing me on social media and telling me that it was the term that I used. But when you use homosexual, the biblical term, you get the exact same backlash. It doesn't matter what term you use. These people are condoning these lifestyles. That's the truth and the reality of it.
Yeah. Why are they parading Lady MAGA around and inviting Bruce Jenner to Mar-a-Lago? Why are we propping up Bruce Jenner and normalizing this depravity in the conservative movement? What is the real reason? I mean, it can't be anything other than sales and money and influence and pride. I mean, that's really all it is. I mean, we have a whole month named Pride, one of, you know, God's most hated sins.
Right. What does the Word of God say? That pride comes before a fall. So I think that the real issue here is that today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. So all we're doing is moving towards the same goal at a slower pace, but we're still doing the same thing. And it needs to end.
Yeah. You can't call yourself a lover of Jesus or a sword-wielding fighter for God or a truth teller or a conservative or a patriot or America First or God First or a Christian, for that matter, if you are propping up this homosexuality. You are a fraud. And if you're saying that you're both, you're a liar. You can't be one or the other. Do you need to hate homosexuals? No, absolutely not. You can pray for them and you can point them to the cross because they need Jesus in their life or they are bound for the lake of fire. And that's just period. I mean, there's just no arguing it. There's no have your cake and eat it too. It is one or the other. And if you are weak and you are a coward and you still go along with this nonsense, then you are exposing yourself as all of the aforementioned. I've got 30 seconds left. Final words.
Yeah, I would just say that anybody that's struggling with homosexuality, it's one thing if you are trying to seek Christ and you're trying to come out of these lifestyles, that's one thing, there's grace for you. But if you are someone who is claiming Christ, like a lot of these conservatives are, and you're going along with this, like you said, Stu, you are setting yourself up for possibly going to a place that you don't want to go. So you do need to repent. You need to get right. And anybody that is part of the conservative movement, I would just ask you to please tighten up, or we're going to continue to fall in this nation.
I agree. Couldn't have said it better. Morgan Ariel, thank you so much for being here. We certainly appreciate every time you come here. You're unafraid to just say the truth, no matter what the backlash is. We have been targeted so many times on this program and throughout the network for being, you know, unrelenting, just unafraid truth tellers. And I tell my people all the time, you just keep on saying the truth, because the truth will vindicate you. The truth shall set us free. Every single time. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Filtersuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems. Whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding, Filtersuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7. So now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's filtersuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to filtersuck.com.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. We have no way of really knowing what the hell is going to happen in this country or when. We know that we are at war. We are absolutely in a World War III time right now. Your government has openly declared war on you. Your FBI, your CIA, the military itself won't even protect you or your family and our nation's borders. But we wouldn't be here if we didn't think we were going to win. We believe that there is a brighter future to come. Will you still have your finances intact when that happens? This is why you need to reach out to Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. Unlike these heavily advertised big banks, unlike these heavily advertised financial investment firms, Carlos Cortez doesn't respond to Wall Street, which is the entire stock market, in our opinion, is fake, just like everything else is an illusion. So invest with a like-minded person who can custom make a portfolio investment package for you. Ensure that your retirement is safe. He told me some numbers on the phone the other day. What I could do with my retirement is absolutely unbelievable. You could be doing so much better for yourself. Just call him and hear him out. His phone number is 813-448-3446. Again, that phone number, 813-448-3446. Or you can book your appointment with Carlos online by going to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. We are out of time for today. Back tomorrow on Tuesday. Look, they're already kicking me out of here. Same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.
give up.